It was a near-to-perfect fall day. The late October sky was so blue and crisp, it made my eyes hurt. And the Virginia hills, all colors with their pretty fall leaves, humped and folded around us like one of Meemaw's patchwork quilts. Mama squeezed my shoulder. "You couldn't ask for a prettier day for a competition." I shrugged. "Tam and I ain't here for the scenery, Mama." Mama frowned down at me. "Aren't, Abby Whistler. Don't talk like a hillbilly." Tam yipped and pawed at my leg. I bent down and scooped him up in my arms, doing my level best to ignore Mama. Tam and I weren't there for a grammar lesson, neither. We were there to win the Southeast Virginia Junior Agility Championship. Mama reached out and tickled Tam's front paws, something I happen to know he does not like but is too polite to say. Me and Tam watched Megan Smoot finish her run with her dog Sydney. Sydney dodged left instead of right around the last of the three jumps and missed the final jump altogether. "Poor Megan," Mama said. "That's going to cost her." "That Megan has the attention span of a gnat," I said. "It ain't, isn't Sydney's fault. He was just doing what Megan told him to do." Megan finished and waved weakly to the audience as she disappeared into the sidelines. The loudspeaker crackled. "Next up, ladies and gents, we have little Abby Whistler and her Shetland sheepdog, Tam. They come here all the way from Harmony Gap, North Carolina. Don't let their size and youth fool you. This is the team to beat." I set Tam on the grass and pulled down the bill of my lucky cap. "I don't see why everybody has to remark on my being 11, I grumbled. Mama laughed. "You and Tam go show them what you got." Tam and I stepped into the arena. The agility course spread out before us. We had to make it through those obstacles as fast as possible with no mistakes. Tam sat at my left heel, looking up at me, grinning his Sheltie grin. His red and white coat blazed like the Dickens in the sun. The star-shaped white patch on top of his head glowed. I smiled down at him. "You ready to go tear it up, little boy?" I watched for the signal from the judges' table. I swear, a whole flock of crows rose up from my stomach, just like in our cornfields back home. The judge blew her whistle. Tam and I flew onto the course. Tam hurtled through the tire jump, bounded up the steep side of the A-frame, skidding down the other side. He sailed over two jumps, one after the other, like he had angel wings. He was always watching me from the corner of his eye. Some handlers yell at their dogs the whole time they run the course. Others have all these fancy hand signals, even whistles, telling their dogs where to go and what to do. But me and Tam didn't need any of that. We had a special understanding. All I had to do was shift a shoulder or nod my head a certain way, and he understood. Tam always understood. He flew across the catwalk, charged through the tunnel, bursting out the other end with a bark. He slipped in and out of the weave poles, easy as water flowing down a stream. The end of the course was in sight. All we had left was the teeter-totter and two high jumps. I reckon at that point the crowd was standing and cheering us on, but I didn't hear them. All I knew was me and Tam and the sun shining bright. We ran to the end of the course and crossed the finish line. Tam leaped into my arms, covering my face with kisses. My heart about burst out of my chest as I looked up at the time clock. We had won. Mama and I were loading our stuff into the truck when Megan Smoot came sidling over. With one of those big old fakey smiles, she said, "Congrats on your first place win, Abby! You and Sam were just super." I glanced over at her. The sun glinting off her braces about put my eyes out. "It's Tam, not Sam," I snapped. Which Megan knew, seeing as how we had this exact same conversation at each and every competition. "Oh, right," she said. Well, anyway, there's going to be a pizza party at my house next weekend for everyone in the Junior Handlers Club. Even though you're still not a member, we'd love to have you. I looked away. Tam and I might be busy that weekend. Doing what, I didn't know. But I'd rather spend a day in the dentist chair than go to her party.